You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We are continuing the summer circuit brought to you by LafayetteTravel.com. This week at Over Under Sports Bar, located in Webster, on Thursday from 1 to 7 p.m., come register to win the Traeger Grill from Traeger Star Grill Shop. And for the two-day stay in Lafayette, Louisiana, if you can't make it Thursday, you have another chance to see the Press Box and the Blitz for AJ's final show on Friday at Carbach Brewery. We'll be there Friday for our summer circuit from 1 to 7. Come see us Thursday at Over Under Sports Bar and at Carbach Brewery on Friday. AJ's last show. Get there. AJ's last show. At a brewery, so that should go over well.
So you, yeah, and you've said this plenty of times, you don't want to. Is there any chance that the Astros regret this mightily? You got Abraham Toro under team control next year, and then 3 years of arbitration. He won't be a free agent until after 2025.
Yeah.
And if
that's why Seattle did this, they said, let's get.
Well, and they need bats too, by the way.
Yeah. Maybe the Astros are sleeping, or maybe Astros fans are sleeping on the value of maybe Abraham Toro at the age of 24 is a guy who has some good baseball ahead of him.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they wouldn't have thought that about JD Martinez when he exited. Now, Jeff Bagwell was a good prospect when he came over, but of course, you know, Larry Anderson was a pitcher that was really needed at the time for Boston, and the Astros got a minor league prospect for him. And Jeff was not considered a Hall of Fame type caliber.
No.
He was considered a good prospect.
He could be a Laureano. He could be a Robbie Grossman. He could be a
Ben Zobrist.
A Ben Zobrist. Yeah. Without the wife thing.
That's why I don't think you're right. But I mean, that's why I don't think this Dell. He's just
why
I don't think you had to say that. But
of course he didn't.
But
what are you talking
about?
But this is
my point. It looks like the Astros stole. But it looks like the Astros stole based on only this year's stats.
It's
only
2 months.
This year's
2 months.
Stats. 2 months.
Well, and it's only 2 months.
And we're saying for Graveman.
Right.
And you remember, he could be gone after the year is over. This is going to be a trial run for the Astros as they will decide at the end of the year whether or not they want to try to be in contract negotiations.
I mean,
with
I can
them.
See the Mariners being pissed. I could see them. But actually, if you want to know the truth, and when I saw this, I was like, are you kidding
me? Yeah, it looks like a steal.
We get one of the best relievers in baseball this year, and they get Toro? Oh, my goodness. Guess what? We may be regretting this thing. This could well be a hater deal, a Josh Hader deal, where you're like, oh, man, why'd we give that dude up? Why'd we give up JD Martinez? I don't know that Abraham Toro is going to be JD Martinez, who turned into an all-star. I don't know if Josh Hader turned into an all-star. But, you know, the Mariners might have made a really good move here, especially a team that needs hitting the way that they need hitting. They suck at hitting. They suck. So for them to pick up Toro here, and I know those guys are pissed off, Toro just homered for you in the ninth inning last night. Toro just hit his third consecutive game, maybe with every day at bats, and I've been saying this about Chaz McCormick too, maybe with every day at bats, because you see the potential. Hey, Toro did a nice job here filling in. Would you rather have him or Robel Garcia at third base? I wish they would have taken Robel Garcia. That would have been totally sweet if the Mariners said, you know what, we got to have us some Robel.
They're like, we want Abraham Toro. Did you mean, Robel? Hold on, Robel, they call for you. No. Hold on. Ledmus Diaz. Let's make sure we have this right. Diaz, Robel, Toro. Like, are they kind of the same guy? No, are we sure? Did we mean Diaz or Robel? I think you meant Robel. You meant Robel? More Robel? It's Toro, right? The guy who just hit home runs against us. Are you sure you don't mean Robel? He's the same, yeah. Right? The guy who plays outfield, infield, can play all over. No. I'm almost positive we mean Toro. You mean Diaz? Ledmus.
Is there a chance they could convince Robel Garcia to pretend to be Abraham Toro and the Mariners would have never noticed? Like, if they swapped him in a uniform, say, hey, we'll break you off on the back end if you just pretend to be Abraham Toro, would they have noticed?
Just pretend to be?
Yeah. When they hand you a Toro jersey, say thank you, put it on, and just play as Abraham Toro and see if they notice.
Yeah. Hey, Robel, Here, take this. Take this Mariners jersey.
I don't know. Give them Abraham Toro's ID.
I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure they wouldn't know. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. Randall Cobb, a Packer, what? He made it official.
For what? What are the Texans getting in return?
He put a picture of himself in that Green Bay uniform looking down. And coming home, he said.
Oh!
Coming home.
Oh!
The Texans will make the announcement at some... I don't know. Hey, well, listen. And hopefully we'll get sound from him. But Nick Caserio is speaking right now, as a matter of fact.
He said there's still a couple moving parts to finalize the trade, but it's going to go through.
Yeah, it's going through. He said, I'm coming home.
Why are the Texans getting a return for one Randall Cobb?
Not much.
It doesn't matter. Who cares?
We had Ian Rappaport on yesterday saying, this is like a Brock Osweiler deal. What? They're going to have to send stuff to the Packers.
No, that's not. Because the Packers needed to get Randall Cobb to keep Aaron Rodgers happy. The Texans have the leverage.
How do you like that? Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers is saying, I have to have Randall Cobb. Like, Amari Rodgers is probably going... I know you haven't been in camp all year at all, Aaron Rodgers. And maybe you don't watch college football since you played at Cal. But this guy, Amari Rodgers, is pretty good in the slot that you just drafted. Like, I got a feeling you're going to like him better than Cobb. I know you like Cobb personally. How cool is this that he's helping the Texans get out of Randall Cobb territory by demanding Randall Cobb for his final.
Thank you.
His last dance. I mean, this is truly... I want to do it with all my best friends. Let's get in here. Where's Eddie Lacy? Get his 340-pound ass in here. Let's get Eddie Lacy back.
B.J. Raji?
Get B.J. Raji back here. I want B.J. Raji. I want Eddie Lacy.
Clay Matthews.
Where's Lane Taylor? Oh, he's with the Texans. Make him part of the Cobb trade.
Okay.
Well,
I mean, Texans are willing to give him up.
Well, by the way, he's on the non-football injury list. So there's that. He and Marcus Cannon.
Fell off a ladder? I would have been a non-football injury list, potentially.
Why? I think you're the one who... That's reserved for you.
Hurt yourself.
There's only one.
Hiking?
Well, there's only one fell off a ladder category, and you're the only person in it.
Taking some tweets from Aaron Wilson, Nick Caserio wouldn't say if Deshaun Watson will practice.
Of course.
He did say...
Nick Caserio has given a vague answer.
Okay.
Really?
Nick Caserio has not answered a question as a Texan GM.
As a GM.
And Aaron Wilson had video of Deshaun not dressed out for practice. I guess he caught him in like a some Texans gear, but not actual playing.
Deshaun did pass the conditioning test, though.
Yes.
We know that.
There's video of Deshaun walking around Texans camp, but not dressed out for practice.
Yeah. All right, 913 ESPN 97.5.
When we come back, I want to bring up a different story. There's an NFL coach who could be in grave physical danger because of his team.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about that. His team is putting him in grave physical danger, and they don't seem to care. 914
It's time,
right here on the bench.
Time for me to talk right now about Jeff Aronoff, absolute marble and granite. And I've told you, and he said, and I love when you say, listen, this is big jobs only, and that's exactly what it is. I mean, he's not coming over to fix your tile, one tile or whatever, because it just looks a little shungad. No, that's not what he does. He puts in entire kitchens. He puts in entire playrooms. He puts in entire... all of the countertops at hotels or vanities at the hotels, entire hotels when they're building them. He goes all over the country and does unbelievable work. And but he's based right here in the city of Houston. And he will call you and he will set you set up an appointment with him. He will come and see what you're doing, what you need, and he can help you. He can help you pick out the stuff that you don't know anything about. What countertops, what colors, which styles, vanities, stone in your outdoor kitchen, whatever the case may be, tile for your pool, whatever the case may be, Jeff Aronoff has been there, done it, and he's done it plenty. So you don't even need an architect. What you need is Jeff Aronoff coming and getting that job done. Give him a call and start the process. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
If you can't get enough of your favorite ESPN 97.5 show, we've got just the thing for you. And it's not f***ing safe for work.
Won't somebody please?
For all the uncensored interaction, head over to twitch.tv/ESPN975.
Say what?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm beyond frustrated, you know, and part of it is, and the reason I walked in with the mask on is, you know, I'm immune deficient. Okay, so with this new variant, who knows? So when I'm in a group and the group's not vaccinated or there's mixture, I put the mask on. And I do that, you know, for health reasons, because nobody really knows. And so I have to do that. And I just wish and I hope that our guys can understand that.
So that's Ron Rivera, head coach of the Washington football team. And he is... He battled and beat cancer, right? But he has to watch because, good Lord, God forbid he catches COVID-19 or the new variant or whatever. It could, while he does have the vaccine, apparently it helps against the new variant. But he's a dude that really has to worry because he's, like you said, he's immune deficient. Meanwhile, his football team is not getting the vaccine. His football team is just like, nah, whatevs. We're not going to get vaccinated. Now, TJ Ward, former NFL player.
Well, a longtime Bronco. Former Bronco. Sure.
Yeah. He chimed in on this deal with Ron Rivera, and he had this to say, though.
He had a couple things. Gridiron Bleacher Report tweeted out, Ron Rivera says he's beyond frustrated that so many Washington players are unvaccinated. The coach is immune deficient following cancer treatment last year. TJ Ward responded, just park the riverboat. If you don't know, that's Ron Rivera's nickname. His health is beyond that of COVID. Maybe it's time to let it go. Don't blame the players for your lifelong health decisions. He also went on to say, in since deleted tweets, at some point you got to pay for them vices. Cancer runs in my family like many American families. But also bad diets and cigarettes do as well. Accept responsibility. Don't blame and be disappointed in your 23-year-olds because they have their own bodies and opinions about their health and the future health of their families. The nerve.
Good day, sir.
I mean, that's one. This is the battle you want to fight, TJ Ward?
TJ got roasted as he should have. What a stupid, thing what to kind say.
How many years did Ron Rivera smoke and get? And
I don't know that. I have no idea.
Well, honestly. See, do you know? TJ might know.
TJ know
TJ
about?
Might have been, you know, saw him, you know, choking on
some heaters, as you
choking
say.
On heaters. Well, you don't know.
I don't really. And TJ Ward is from 2010 to 2017 was active. Hadn't played in a while now. He wasn't with the Broncos that long. I thought he was. But it seems like a fight you don't want to get in the middle of, TJ Ward. This is a no-win. Why would you even try? Look, man, that cancer you got.
Because that's how stupid, because he believes that, because he's not smart about it. That's why he's in a fight. He thinks that if you get cancer, then you brought it on yourself because you made bad dietary choices and you were a smoker.
What type of cancer did Ron Rivera have? Do we even
remember? I don't know. I just found out that my great-grandfather had colon cancer and two of his sisters, and they died from it. So I'm in for a colonoscopy today. I mean... I'm just saying, there's a variety of different kinds of cancers. For TJ Ward to say that is so stupid.
He had skin cancer.
And I mean, listen, who, Ron Rivera?
Yes.
Oh, what his poor choices of being in the sun
as a football coach. And a football player.
What terrible choices not to wear long sleeves and more stuff on his face. I mean, TJ Ward couldn't have made a stupider comment. And to say that about, I mean, literally, you got something that lowers the chance of viral shedding. Can people with the vaccine get COVID? Yes. It's harder. It's much harder, but you do get breakthroughs. And when you get breakthroughs, the percentage of viral shedding is substantially less, which is why you don't pass it on as often. It's much less frequent. So I know, you know, I asked Ballard about it because the Colts are lower. On vacation, I saw they were below 50% at one time. I'm like, dude, what's up with that? He just said it's hard. You know, you got people with varying opinions. They have their own opinions. They don't have to get vaccinated. We're pushing. We want the numbers to get higher, and they will be higher. And the numbers have been higher. According, Damian Woody had this stat that said 85% of the players in the league have one shot, at least one shot. It just comes off as, we saw what Montez Sweat had to say. Didn't come off very intelligent. Frankly, the things that he said, where he wasn't going to listen, he only wanted to listen to experts. And when they brought experts in, he's like, no, not those experts. I guess he meant Instagram experts, maybe, or YouTube experts, possibly, because that's where you get the good stuff.
Yeah.
Is Instagram and YouTube. But I think that on certain teams, you have certain alphas that kind of control the room, and they easily influence other guys. I don't see how this number, especially based on, unless you think that you're going to get this shot and die from the shot, why in the world? You've seen what vaccinated guys get and what non-vaccinated guys get. Oh, it's way different. It's way different.
Oh, no. The NFL is making it very hard on everybody that doesn't get it. No question about that. 923 ESPN 97.5. Miguel's been waiting a little while. He wants to talk on the show. What do you say, Miguel? Miguel, you there? No, Miguel. Gilbert
just
is here.
Do it.
Gilbert wants to talk about Deshaun Watson. Let's get Gilbert in here. Hey, Gilbert.
Yeah, how you doing, gentlemen?
Good. What's going on, Gilbert? What do you think about Deshaun Watson?
Deshaun Watson anyway, Doug.
You what?
Get rid of Deshaun Watson anyway.
Get rid of him?
Yeah.
Why? You don't want Deshaun Watson on the team?
Nope. I don't want him on the team.
Why don't you want him on your team?
Somewhere else anyway, you know.
Why don't you want him on your team?
I don't know,
Gilbert?
Anyway.
You don't know.
You don't know why you don't want him on the team?
Yeah.
Is it because of the way he allegedly treats women?
Yeah, the way he treats women anyway.
Yeah.
Do you think Deshaun Watson has ever had a restraining order put on him for following a news reporter?
Yeah.
No. No. No,
like
he hasn't.
A long time ago, Jared.
Like you, right?
I mean, it's right, Janet Shamley anyway. No.
Yeah, that happened to you.
So you know something about treating women poorly.
Yeah, Deshaun, that never happened to him. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know that anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, you don't.
Yeah.
You know
you got...
Did you ever get a massage?
Yeah.
No, don't answer, Gilbert.
Yeah, a long time ago.
He's already admitted to this.
Yeah,
no, I don't want him to keep answering.
Dave, anyway.
Right.
What was... Did you get in trouble for that massage?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Why are you so nervous?
Now say the egg, do the egg roll thing. They just bail on this whole thing.
I'm so nervous.
Why do you want Gilbert wants?
Because Dell traps him. No, he's in rabbit snares.
He asked him first. I didn't ask him about it.
Dell's rabbit snares.
People want to know. They're the probing.
They
answers.
Don't want to know
the probing.
Well, Twitter
answers.
Wants to know.
When's the last time you got a massage, Gilbert?
1979.
That was a long time ago. Anyway,
was that?
Never forget that. Anyway,
was it a professional massage place?
19 years ago. Anyway, yeah.
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 Was it a professional place or, you know, professional where they do stuff?
No, they're just stupid women that fall.
Oh!
Stupid. It was just stupid women?
It wasn't a professional place. It was just stupid women.
Just stupid women.
Well.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I got that.
I don't take the order from the woman, by the way.
Anyway,
you know.
Yeah.
So
you don't want Deshaun on the team anymore?
Nope.
Well, where do you think they should trade him or just cut him?
Trade him.
I think they're trying to do that. I do. I think your wish is going to come true, but it's going to take a little while, Gilbert, because he's got a lot of issues. You know he has the police looking into it, and he's got all those lawsuits. You know, he's got a lot of stuff going on in his life. Maybe you could be a little sympathetic. You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think you're a little harsh?
Yeah, I want your opinion about something. And the other one, Lance, was about the will it be female broadcaster for a football network this year?
Say it again. What is that?
Female reporter for covering the football play.
Did he say female reporter?
Yeah, yeah, reporter. Yeah.
What female reporter? What are you talking about?
About covering the football game.
Yeah, you think there's going to be a female play-by-play?
Do I think there's going to be a female play-by-play?
Yeah.
This is just jumbled today.
Will that happen in the NFL or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, it already has. No, I guess not in the NFL, just college. Yeah, I think it will happen in the NFL within the next 3 years or so.
Mm. There it is. There it is.
Okay.
All right. All right, Gilbert, we appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
We'll keep the egg roll frog anyway.
Yeah,
attaboy.
We'll keep those in.
Yeah. All right. See you, Gilbert.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of, how's Carol doing over at China Garden?
She's doing good. Yeah.
I miss those egg rolls.
Yeah, we'll keep those egg rolls
fine. Not really on my FODMAP diet. I think I may have some bloating issues. You know what was a good diet yesterday? The colonoscopy cleanse. Whew, you can drop some weight doing that.
Yeah, you just got the broth, and that's all you had?
I just brothed it the whole time.
Yeah, brothed it all day.
And then you hit a lot of Gatorade.
Yeah.
And then other stuff that goes with the Gatorade.
Yeah.
And then, whee!
So you're hungry.
Oh, I'm light.
You're hungry right now.
You know what? I'm not even hungry right now.
I thought you can't drink anything, even water right now.
Mm-hmm. You can drink water.
You can drink water?
Yeah, liquid. You can drink clear.
Because you're going to get it in a couple hours, right?
Yeah.
You're going to get that hose stuck up your...
Oh, he's going to get it.
Up your colonoscopy?
He's definitely going to get it.
He's going to get it.
Yeah.
It's one of the best naps you'll ever take. Yeah. When they go, okay, we're going to count backwards from three. Wake up. Are you up?
Yep.
That's how it is. You go, three.
Crash.
Which
unlucky person in your life has to take you home afterwards?
My wife, I'm hoping. She's literally late to everything. My wife is never on time. I'm going to be sitting up at that hospital... My guess is a minimum of 45 minutes extra.
Look, I have been the emergency contact or whatever they call the person who has to do all the stuff. And it's like you sit there. Oh, they're like, would you like to come in and sit with your dad? I was like, no, not really.
No.
He's groggy. They're like, and just know he's got to fart a couple of times so we know everything went okay. Yeah. I was like, I got to sit here for that? Why do I have to sit in a room while he works out his gas issues?
He's just farting air. There's nothing up there.
I know. And then
but they tell you to pass gas. There you go. That's really good. I think I'm supposed to be embarrassed, but I'm too tired.
It just gives me visions. Groggy.
I'm telling you, after I took that nap,
my wife can't be in the hospital.
I felt great. You feel great.
Oh, yeah, you do feel great. The Delta variant is now like locking stuff down again. And so, because the numbers are high, because, you know, people don't get vaccinated and the numbers have exploded. Now she can't even be. They said, well, your wife, if she wants to wait around, which I'm sure she doesn't, she can go stay someplace where you eat food because it can't get you. If you put your mask on and you walk into a restaurant and you take it off and sit down, you're pretty much immune.
Those are the rules.
It can't possibly get you.
Yeah, it never is around food.
Yeah,
the Delta variant doesn't know anything about food.
Food pushes.
It's like
when you had to-go
like
food. Like
it's kryptonite.
Now I can't get this with to-go food, right?
No,
it's nothing. It's not.
You got to put the mask back on.
Yeah, put the mask on when you pick it up, and then take it off and eat it.
Restaurant has heat lamps, you're fine.
Yeah,
yeah,
it'll kill it.
Yeah,
it kills it. All right. 931 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though. Lance, Craig the Surf is somebody that I'm sure is vaccinated.
Yeah, he is.
You want to speak for that man?
Well, he is. I don't want to speak for everybody, but I just know that he is customer service based, and he is all about his team over there. It's a great thing watching everyone respond together. I was there for the big award ceremony they had a couple weeks ago. It was so cool watching them get the award from GMC for being top 5% in five different categories. I'm talking about top 5% nationally. Craig does a great job of making sure that it's a family atmosphere there, and there's very low turnover at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. And it's that same family atmosphere that means you are going to be treated the same way when you come in. It should make some sense. There's not a bunch of sharks in the water whenever you pull up. That's not how they do business. they want you to go to LanceZCars.com and check out their entire inventory. And they say, look, start the car buying experience online. It'll speed things up for you. You can see what we have in stock. You can see what our specials are right now in terms of programs that are being offered by the car makers. And you can also see what the lease opportunities and purchase opportunities are. You'll find out vehicles that are headed on the way here from the trucks, and you can even purchase those vehicles in advance so you have one waiting for you. And they give top dollar for trade-in value. I don't know if you know this or not. Trade-in values right now are bonkers. People are making so much money on trade-in values that you really need to look into it. Make sure that you go to the website, LanceZCars.com, and get started today. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet and Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, the Sean situation, I know there'll probably be a lot of questions about that. I would say my comments about that are, he reported for training camp the other day. I know the league put out a statement and made some comments about where they are in that process. And again, I think from our perspective, it's a day-to-day endeavor. You know, we're going to take the information, we're going to process that. We're respectful of everybody and everything that's involved. So we'll kind of take it one day at a time, and, you know, ultimately we're going to do what we feel is best, you know, for the Houston Texans. I'm sure there'll be some questions. I know there's been a lot of speculation about what the Texans will do, about a lot of different scenarios. I mean, quite frankly, I mean, a lot of it's speculation. I'm not going to comment a lot of rumors about what we've done, what we're going to do, what the plan is. Like, that's not what I'm going to do. That's not my responsibility. The reason I was brought here by the McNair family is to do what I feel is best for the Houston Texans organization on a day-to-day basis, and that's my responsibility to ownership, that's my responsibility to the players, and that's my responsibility to the coaching staff. So that's how we're going to handle it.
Okay? Hey, weaseled so, out of it.
You know, with that, we'll take some questions here for a few minutes, and then we'll kind of get moving.
Nick, will Deshaun be on the field today?
Again, I'm not going to get into an individual discussion about but again, everybody will go out there, you know, whatever they're going to do, they're going to do, and I'm not going to comment about somebody, you know, what they're going to do on a day-to-day basis.
Nick, you said it's not your decision to make, but you just spent 5 minutes talking about everything. You're the GM. Whose decision is it to make about what Deshaun Watson does with his team?
Again, we're going to do what we feel is best for the organization.
Who makes that decision?
So, again, it's a collective effort. I mean, between myself and David Culley, we're going to talk about everything each day, and then we're going to do what we feel is best.
Is it in the best interest of this team for Deshaun Watson to be around this team right now?
Again, I'm not going to get into speculation about what's right and what's not. Again, the most important thing for us is to do what we feel is best, and the most important thing is for the players to go out there and get themselves ready to play.
So Deshaun is out there throwing. We've got plenty of videos and pictures of Deshaun. He's working out. He is. He's not wearing a red jersey. He's got a hoodie on. People can still see that you, Deshaun. That's Deshaun.
Yeah, we know who he is, but he's not dressed like the other quarterbacks.
No, he's not. He's got a hoodie on while the other quarterbacks wear their red jerseys. He took it off before he joined. Apparently he had it on, but he took it off before he joined the other quarterbacks. Well, I don't know why. So, but now.
Deshaun Watch 2021. What's he wearing? Where's he standing? Does he have sweatbands on? Is his ankle taped? Is he throwing? What water is he drinking from? Is he having Gatorade? This is what we're going to get Deshaun Watch. So maybe it is a huge distraction if people turn it into one.
Right. Number 75 is snapping him the ball, and he's faking like he's handing off.
Okay. Like he's doing.
Yeah,
he's doing quarterback stuff.
Yeah,
okay. But everyone's but no one's now, been hurt so far.
But we can't tell. See, the other quarterbacks aren't doing.
Has anyone been hurt so far? Has anyone's feelings been hurt, or has anyone stopped doing what they're doing because Deshaun's fake handoffing?
No, nobody's stopped.
Nothing has stopped practice yet because he faked the handoff.
No, not yet.
You can't distract Nick. How is it a distraction? Let me ask you, how is it a distraction if your GM won't answer a single question ever? How can you have a distraction? Every question is going to be met with the same answer. It doesn't matter. You can't be distracted if your GM won't give an answer. What about that? We're focused on the practice. We're not here to talk about that and answer that. Whose responsibility is it? It's a collaborative effort. We're not here to talk about that. I'll talk with David Culley. He wouldn't give a single answer. He gave an initial statement. They tried to ask questions, and Nick shut them all down. There are no answers going to be. He wouldn't even answer if Deshaun was going to be on the field in practice.
No.
He wouldn't even answer that.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, come on, Nick. Answer something once.
He's not doing anything. No, he's not.
Just do your job. This is your job, too. This is your job, too.
Deshaun and – here's news. Deshaun and Tyrod Taylor were playing catch. So there's
was Tyrod – just distracted during the catch?
Yes, he was. Well, Deshaun threw a couple of them high that were not that great. Clearly,
that's why they're getting rid of him.
Clearly a guy who didn't put in the work during the offseason.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, what you got to do when you're out there is don't ask him about Deshaun first and see if you can catch him. Like, hey, how much work will Tyrod Taylor get today? And if he answers it clearly, and then you ask him the same question about Deshaun. So he can't actually – these are the things you have – we got to trick Nick. Because Nick is too well-schooled in not answering questions. He's expecting Deshaun questions first. You ask him about another quarterback or another player about what you expect from them today. Like, Nico Collins, what do you expect from him today? And if he maybe gives you an answer, then you ask him about Deshaun. Then he can't lie and go, I don't talk about what other players are going to do on the field. I need some variety. This man is too schooled in not answering things.
So he took his red Ford jersey off and handed it to, I guess, an equipment guy. I don't know.
So people couldn't identify him.
Where are you getting? Is this a live?
Yeah, I'm watching. There's all kinds of live videos of
it. Is?
Of it. Yeah.
Where are you getting off Twitter?
Yep.
Yeah.
How did you find it?
I follow people. Everybody's tweeting.
They're live streaming it?
Yeah.
Yeah, just videos.
Not live streaming it, just videos.
And it shows him.
Oh, I thought you said it was live stream.
No.
Yeah, he walked, like the initial video with Mark Berman, he's walking and he's got like the red practice jersey in his Texans hoodie in his pocket or something, and then you see him come back and the red jersey's not there because he needs to be incognito.
So Tyrod Taylor and Deshaun embraced.
No, he came back.
Oh.
They got hugs on the practice field, and Deshaun and Lonnie Johnson embraced there at the end. That was nice.
Did he whisper unleashed into Lonnie's ear? Off the chain.
No. Lonnie is on football unable to perform list or whatever. Did you see that?
He's on the non-football injury list?
He's on.
So is Marcus.
Let me make sure it's obviously not COVID list. But yeah, he's on a list that means I'm not practicing right now list.
Yeah. The Dolphins have put Devontae Parker and Landon Roberts on the PUP list.
Well, Landon Roberts had a really bad injury late in the year. You knew he wasn't going to be ready. Devontae's always missing random practices. We'll see what that's about. Yeah. But he always misses time.
So the Deshaun watch every single thing that he does.
Here's the transactions. So no, those are from before. I will get you because I know Lonnie is not. I know Lonnie is not. There were transactions that said I'm trying to find where the transactions were, but. He's not playing right now. He is put on a list. I think it was non-football injury list also, along with Mark. Was Marcus Cannon on the PUP list? Just know this. He's on one of those lists where Lonnie Johnson's not playing right now. And there are a few guys who are on the COVID list or COVID protocol. I think there are three different players who are on that list as well. So,
ooh, Deshaun put his red jersey back on.
Uh-oh. So is he getting starters reps? Is he back? Is Deshaun Watson back, folks?
It was on at one point, then he took it off, but then apparently Tim Kelly said, put your red jersey back on.
Why
so
is
that
he
we
telling,
can tell who you are.
He doesn't need to, he needs to talk to him like, don't try to just talk to him like you're his boss. Talk to him like a man. Don't treat him disrespectfully, Tim Kelly.
Yeah, he can do what he wants, but he had to put it back on. Oh. Deshaun's getting it. Deshaun is throwing outs. It's nice. It's nice. Deshaun, part of our team. I feel good about it today.
These videos have changed your thoughts
on
things?
Yeah.
Is it nice to see? Now, we never said Deshaun Watson will never put on Texans gear anymore, but did this feel good to see him in Texans gear?
Yeah, it feels good. I kind of feel like he's part of our team now again. I feel good about
how
Deshaun.
How big is the
– in our season now.
Does he have a towel with
him? I feel like we could win.
Dale, don't start.
I feel like we could win three or four games.
I know spark John up.
I know Deshaun loves it. He wears towels on the field. Is he wearing one at practice?
That's the question. It's the little towel that he brought with him. It's got a little. It's got oil on it. I can tell it's got oil on it.
You can't tell that from those videos.
Some rubbing oil.
You don't know if that's rubbing oil. You're speculating.
I don't know.
And like Nick Cassero will say, I'm not here for your baseless speculation. Okay.
Hmm.
I'm not going to tell you. That's the question. Why didn't someone ask? Will Deshaun have rubbing oil with him?
No, that's not the question.
He's got his little baby.
That's not the question.
Little baby hand.
Those
towel,
aren't the questions.
And it's got oil on.
Aren't the questions.
What if Deshaun rolled out there with the utility belt? He had the oil and the towel, and then Nick Cassero wouldn't answer questions about his utility belt.
That sounds like he's giving the massage then,
or maybe he's just prepared for someone to come by.
So Aaron Reese from The Athletic said Texans quarterback coach Pep Hamilton is offering coaching points to Deshaun Watson, who is playing catch with presumed starter Tyrod Taylor. This is weird. It's not weird. Uh-huh. A coach is coaching a player. A coach is coaching a Houston Texan quarterback.
I'll be interested to see when they do get the team, though, how many reps he gets. I'll be interested to see that. Time to talk.
Don't worry. They'll live stream it, apparently.
You know what? I'm really interested. I don't think they can do team, though. I don't think you can take videos of teams.
I think that's not allowed anymore.
Yeah, it's not allowed. That's not going to be allowed. You know what is allowed is killing bugs at your house. That's right. As a matter of fact, I just got off the phone with Rita over at McGrath Pest Control. Hawaii's coming to my house on Friday, and he's just going to kill bugs. That's what Hawaii does every single day. It's what Hawaii do with his life. And if you're somebody that wants to get, now it might not necessarily be Hawaii. I don't know who's going to come to your house. He comes to my house, and he's been coming to my house for years and years and years, because McGrath Pest Control is who we've always had in the city of Houston. It's locally owned and operated. It's a guy who is so, he cares so, he really, really, really does. He cares so much. He makes sure that if you have any issue whatsoever, you possibly could talk to Scott McGrath. Not the one that you chance to, you hear in the commercials. That's really not Scott McGrath. Scott McGrath is really a much different guy than that, and he kills bugs for a living, and he's been killing bugs in the city of Houston forever. And he kills any kind of mosquito, too, in your backyard. I've got the mosquito murdering system. It's unbelievable. But they come to your house, and they kill those ants and roaches and fleas, and if you've got bed bugs, you're gross. But if you've got bed bugs, he can kill those, too. So if you're looking for that bug killer, locally owned and operated, it stays right here. You'll love Scott McGrath, and you'll love the job that they do, all at McGrathPestControl.com. 281-469-8240, 281-469-8240, or McGrathPestControl.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Guys, want to tell you about, and I've told you about this all morning, but Cars for Kids is an organization that has been benefiting a lot of different kids out there in terms of their second chance on an education and a diploma. And they work with Houston Can Academy. They're right here in Houston. Cars for Kids does some, I believe they're a national group. We've heard the slogan here in the jingle for years, right off the car, not the kid. It really hits home when you think about the fact that they make it so easy for you to do something nice and for you to do something that can make a difference in someone's life. All you have to do is take your car or truck or SUV or RV or motorcycle. It doesn't matter if it's running or not running. They'll come pick it up. They do the search on the title. If you don't have the title, or you know, it's if you're behind on that, they'll do the search and the transfer, and they'll take care of it for you. And they will pick up the car. You get the tax write-off. It gives you a chance to write off the car and not the kid. So it's very convenient. It's very easy. All they want you to do is go to the website and get it started, and they will take care of the rest. carsforkids.org.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Way to go, Dell. Dustin just sent a picture of Deshaun Watson, and he has a towel on his right side and a little Johnson's baby oil on his left side. He just photoshopped that in. That's not real.
If you say so. There's a question that needs to be figured out. I know Nick Casario's not in the
mood. I'm the one that said he had oil on his towel.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
No,
I
said a utility belt.
Well, I did say that part. Do you think he's a Johnson & Johnson guy? I feel like he's a coconut oil guy.
I know. He's not. He doesn't want to smell like coconut.
Why not?
Maybe maybe he's an Eskimo brother of Tiger, and he wants to smell like pancakes.
Will you please tell him about cocoa butter? And
he don't know no better.
He doesn't know better. Yeah.
No, cocoa butter, don't want that.
Coconut oil is a thing. First of all, you put it, it's got the coconut oil smell when you do suntan lotion. You and your people have put that on before.
Your people?
Whitey's.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No. I've had coconut oil before, but I don't know that.
And tell about cocoa butter. The coconut smell is
to grind.
And is the cocoa butter a thing in the African American community? I'm not listening to the grind.
I don't like
him doing these moves.
His gyrations.
Is the cocoa butter a thing? Yes or no?
It is.
It is a thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So coconut.
Well, I know it's a thing, but I don't think you want your junk smelling like it all day.
No one's putting on junk. You put it on your body for a massage.
Sean wants to put it in his glutes.
But he's conflating coconut with cocoa butter. That's two different things.
They're two different things, but it's still the same, similar smell.
No, it sounds like the same thing at the start, but coconut oil and cocoa butter are different, and Deshaun may like both. I don't know that he does.
I don't know. You don't know. He might.
This is John. This is John's favorite argument. Like, look, I know you said something, but you're not sure, so it could possibly.
You don't know.
So you don't know. Yes, John.
You don't know.
We're talking under the thought that no one really knows. Yes, you're right.
Right.
No one really knows.
No one really knows. That's right. So you don't know.
So you can say something. I can say something logical. You can say something really ridiculous. But if you say you don't know, you kind of win.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, what I was saying before wasn't ridiculous.
I'm not talking about the Simone Biles thing, but you lean into the.
No. You don't know.
See, exactly.
You have no idea.
Ooh, you see A-Rod's new girl?
Well, she's going. Yeah. I see that. Wow. Yeah, like A-Rod's not going to be able to get the job done. Please. He's got. Did you see Ben Affleck's bad tattoo on his back?
No.
Did you see that?
No, I'm not looking for that.
It's bad. It's horrible. And yet J-Lo ran back to him. I don't know.
Apparently they had a good thing the last time.
I guess. She ran right back.
That's back when she was Jenny on the Block doing videos with him. That was way back in the day. People forget. She's been married since then.
Apparently, A-Rod and Melanie Collins, NFL reporter, are just friends. Allegedly. According to Page Six and the sources that they have.
That who is?
Well, how come she was riding on the back of his jet ski?
NFL on CBS broadcaster Melanie Collins are just friends.
Oh, that's who she is?
Yes.
Wow.
So Ben Affleck was with J-Lo back in 2002. Man, that's a long-ass time ago.
Well, he started emailing her again. Jenny from the block. She don't forget
Jenny
now.
From the block. And he was in the video, pulling up in the car and all that stuff.
Trust me,
I know my Jennifer Lopez history now.
Yeah, we know. They call that tampering.
Creepy.
Ben Affleck did. J-Lo was still.
He was tampering.
He was tampering.
Man, that's how long ago they were together. I don't remember him looking like that.
Yeah.
That's a young Ben Affleck.
That's 20 years ago now.
J-Lo's 52. Bro, have you seen the pictures that she posted?
No.
Where she's basically flexing.
Don't stalk her, Gilbert.
She's flexing on. You're a liar. You've seen it. Then that just means Barstool hasn't had a picture on the website.
Speaking of Barstool, guess who's sponsoring the Arizona Bowl this year.
What's an Arizona Bowl?
They have the Tucson
Bowl. Who plays in it?
It's the one that
it's going to be a Pac-12 team against somebody else.
No, that's the bowl that so doesn't care about things that they leave all of the Arizona Wildcats insignias on the field. Like, it's legit looks like an Arizona home game. They don't even, like, most bowl games will, like, change the end zone to match the teams. This one just has Arizona and Wildcats in the end zone. And I don't even think they changed the midfield logo. They just put a couple logos at the 25s and go, hey, play a bowl game. I think New Mexico State has played in the bowl game before. That's the caliber of bowl I think we're talking about.
Yeah. So Nevada and Colorado State, Air Force, South Alabama. Yeah, that's the one you can put your name on.
Yeah.
Ball State, San Jose State, Wyoming and Georgia State. Yeah, it's not going to even be a Pac-12 team.
It won't even be on TV. I don't think maybe Barstool gets away.
Won't be on TV.
Not like, I think the Arizona Bowl is one of those bowls that winds up on one of those local area channels. It doesn't get on ESPN or CBS. Maybe CBS Sports Network. I think it might find its way there.
It's got to get on TV.
Or maybe it's a pay-per-view thing for the fan bases.
New Mexico State and Utah State? Who doesn't want to see that?
Everybody.
Nevada, Arkansas State? What? Wyoming, Georgia State?
See, Barstool.
Look at all the states.
It was originally scheduled to air on CBS, but now because of Barstool, it'll be through Barstool's website.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're doing it on their website.
Well, that's probably why they did that.
Yeah.
So they could get all the viewers from New Mexico to lock in on since New Mexico is playing New Mexico State, they can own the state of New Mexico on their website.
How much did this game cost them? Like $40 the sponsorship?
I don't know.
Honestly.
But Barstool is getting into this. You know, they have their own sponsored athletes. Unlike we talked about, a lot of it's like pretty blonde girls who play volleyball.
They're leaning into the NIL.
Yeah, a lot of girls who play volleyball and are blonde and tall and play softball or something or soccer wind up being one of their athletes. And Wyoming versus Georgia State was the 19 matchup, San Jose State versus Ball State. That's perfect for Barstool.
That's perfect.
They can do anything they want. No one will really care.
Did you see? Is it real? Does Jimmy Kimmel really have a bowl game?
Yes, I think it's. Is it in Vegas? Because that's where he's from.
It's real.
Jimmy Kimmel Bowl.
The Jimmy Kimmel Bowl. This is not a joke. L.A. Bowl.
Oh, it's in L.A. Yeah.
L.A. Bowl coming to SoFi.
It's where the Rams and Chargers play.
Yeah, SoFi Stadium. The Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl. Okay, you really can't
if he wants to put his name on it and pay for it, why not? If you're the bull.
Do you think it'll be Liberty in it? I doubt it.
You think Jimmy has control over who gets to play in the bowl?
I tell you this, it ain't going to be it's not going to be a conservative school, that's for sure.
Well, it's the Mountain West versus the Pac-12. So those teams.
Mountain West and Pac-12?
Those are the two teams that'll play in it.
Like Mountain West 1 versus Pac-12 7?
We're not going to take the paycheck from this bowl because we don't like jokes you made. I ain't caring. I'm like, give me that money. That's why you're saying they wouldn't play in.
Well, no, Jimmy won't have a conservative school. Liberty ain't.
Jimmy doesn't do the picking.
Well,
it's the name of his show.
Bowl.
You think the mustard people from Heinz are saying, you know what? Or who's a ketchup? Maybe it's Heinz
the
ketchup.
The Poulan Weed Eater people.
Weed Eater, the Chester from Poulan came in and just said, what I want to have is a team that's going to really use a lot of weed whackers and
that's
whatnot.
Right. We need Southern teams.
I want Montana taking on Mississippi. There it is. Well, they don't make the picks.
Everybody uses a Weed Eater.
Well, to answer,
not everybody watches Jimmy Kimmel.
So
I'm telling you, no Trump people watch Jimmy Kimmel.
They don't care. He's picking. He's not going to select the University of Trump. Trump University doesn't have a squad.
Well,
they don't have a team. They disbanded.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yeah. There's no football team. They disbanded.
They didn't disband. They all got sick from mistakes.
Stop.
The teams that'll play in the game are the conference champion for the Mountain West and the fifth place team for the
Pac-12.
That's
right. 1-5. Okay. I said 1-7.
Yeah. 1-5.
1-5. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. And the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl.
Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl.
Trump voters need not watch.
Well,
it's literally a name on a game.
He's not going to ban you. The TV won't just.
No. I'm going to tell you this. Ban the bowl game.
Now, wait. If there is a bowl called the Trump Bowl because of the Trump, if not president, but all the business enterprises.
Yeah.
How do you think that one would go over? Probably not so great.
Depends on
you'd have
where
teams
you are.
That wouldn't go. Well, let's be honest. Teams wouldn't even play there. They would say we're not playing in the Trump Bowl.
That's true.
Yeah,
well, it's true. Right. And Liberty's saying they ain't playing in the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl.
Well, they're not in that conference. They ain't got.
Would
to worry
Liberty
about
play
it.
In the CNN Bowl?
Nope.
Or the MSNBC Bowl?
Well, maybe Liberty should
in the Fox News Bowl.
Maybe Liberty shouldn't be so picky when
in the OAN Bowl
when. When one of the
Newsmax Bowl,
when one of their leaders was involved in a Cabana Boy relationship, maybe don't be too picky about what bowl game you go to.
OAN Bowl for the fourth year in a row selected Oklahoma State
and Liberty.
That's it. The only teams that could.
Gundy's like, right with the fist bump. Pow, pow.
But Coach, we got a chance to play in the Cotton Bowl. Is it the OAN Bowl? No.
No.
Then where would the OAN Bowl be? The location matters too.
Oh, in Florida.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
What part of Florida? Would they just put it in Gainesville? They put it in the swamp and play the game there?
Might as well.
Or Tallahassee.
Florida loves them some. Oh, Alabama. I mean, if that one dude could just keep getting voted in.
Did you see that Tommy Tuberville's having some issues with campaign finances or finances in general?
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah, he used money that he shouldn't have. Or
did you see the congressman? Was it that or no? He was a state congressman who used his campaign funds on the strip club because
is there a problem?
Well, he said that the food was I forget which food it was that he said was just unbelievable, was so great that's why he went there all the time.
And let me clear it up. Tommy Tuberville had an issue with violating stock disclosure laws.
Of course he did.
He was late, disclosing all the money he might have made in the trades. So that's what that was about. Someone said, Tommy Tuberville's having a problem with the SEC again.
Oh, this is a different one.
Yeah.
He's having trouble with the SEC. Brilliant. What a brilliant joke.
1001 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I got to talk right now about my bookie, mybookie.ag. This is a great time. I'm getting on right now, as a matter of fact. I'm getting on my bookie right now. You can bet all of the Olympic stuff. What do you want? You got Olympic odds in Tokyo. You got Olympic basketball, Olympic cycling, fencing, handball, rugby, volleyball. You can do it all the major league. You want Gold Cup, which Gold Cup is coming here, as a matter of fact. You want to bet on it? Yeah, you can. That's all you got to do is go to my bookie. Formula One, NFL. Okay, so now you can bet, preseason stuff. You can get future bets on who's going to win the Super Bowl. On game odds, you got game odds going on right now. You can do who's going to win the NFC, who's going to win the divisions, all of it all going on right now at mybookie.ag. Promo code bet975. Promo code bet975. You're looking for the best way to play and win and get paid. Plus, your initial deposit, they are going to match 50% up to $1,000. So you put in $2,000, they give you $3,000 to play with. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. It's awesome. It's easy to bet. It's so much fun. You want to get in on the fun. Bet. You go to mybookie.ag, bet975.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.